Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country, the world, wherever you are. It's Friday, and it's that time again. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg Podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me, Tarek Brock, live from Seattle this early in the morning. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic to threes, Tarek. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And boy, it must be a nice morning up there in Seattle.
It is a great morning. I'm out for a stroll with a cup of joy in my hand because I'm used to this Eastern Standard Time Zone while we're on the West Coast. It's great. Looking forward to a great three-game set here against the Mariners, man, before heading a little bit further south to San Francisco. So trying to document my adventures at the Space Needle yesterday with my wife online. Instagram or Twitter, TarikBrock, all one word. And on Facebook, TarikBrock. Yeah, and good morning, brother, man. Nasi, what time do you get up?
early rise, and I'll be doing an early rise tomorrow. We're doing a show out of Pittsburgh with another bunch of guys there, and I'm saying to myself, wow, these early rise, but, you know, I'm a morning guy, so that's okay, but... Man, the wife, what, she's probably saying, hey, I got to see the Space Needle. I got to get the Cup of Joe, share some time with my husband, and then she'll probably join you in San Francisco. And what a city that is, too. A two-game, road trip here with Seattle and San Francisco, that's going to be nice.
I mean, it is nice that we at least get to stay out here for a little bit. It's great. You know, me being from the West Coast, it gives my family time to come out and catch up. So, you know, we're just having a weekend date here in Seattle, and then we'll, you know, reconvene in San Francisco after she has a concert Sunday night.
Oh, that's great. Well, you guys finished the homestand, and, tough homestand. Arizona and Texas, two tough teams, but you put that behind us. I'll tell you, when you look at this road trip, the up-and-coming thing with Seattle and San Francisco, you're right there in the thick of things, a game and a half behind Milwaukee, sitting ahead of the Cubs, Cardinals, and Reds there. But nobody's pulling away, but nobody's going to win a division here in May. But, boy, are you guys hanging tough.
You know, yes, we are, you know, and it was good to get off to the start that we got off into, you know, which helped us during this challenging times. But I just do see us getting better. I do see us, you know, turning things around and going on the roll, like, you know, before rolling out 5, 6, 7, you know, in a row. And that could be a huge separator in this division so far. As you said, it's tight. You know, you got St. Louis, you know, coming on. Milwaukee's just been great with their young, you know, talent there. So, and we're right in the mix as well. So it'll be good to get some divisional games coming up, you know, after we finish this road trip here, and then also seeing some teams that we haven't seen in a while. So, again, like I was telling you earlier, it seems like every week has its own challenge, you know, with teams that come in. And that's the parity of the league, you know. I think the longest win streak was, as of yesterday, I didn't look, was like four. You know, teams are winning two and losing two. So that's where we're at this year so far.
Well, and not only that, you're getting up close with the American League West. After this series, pretty much, you'll come home, you'll play Oakland, and you'll come out here in late July and get the Angels. This American League West is a dogfight as well. You just saw Texas. You're in Seattle now. Are these similar teams in more ways than one? Are they different in some styles? You'll get an up-close shot at the Mariners, but they seem to be a tough team at home.
You know, I'm just looking at, you know, certain things where you look at the, you know, AL East, it's just slugging there and some pitching. And so now we've been, you know, in the AL West, and you see some athleticism with some pitching and some really good defense. Not saying that the AL East doesn't have it, but that's just what I'm noticing. You know, Texas was, you know, a really good ball club, you know, between their shortstop and their second baseman. We're talking like $500 million of salary there. But we were right there with them. We were pleased, with what we had. You know, we just didn't cash in. Like, we got ourselves, you know, we had runners in second and third and scoring position, and we just didn't cash them in. And so we look at it like, we cash those runs in, we walk away with the, you know, winning 2 out of 3. So it's like, there's some things that we can look forward to, some things that we need to clean up. You know, we have some base running, you know, miscues by our young guys, but that comes with the growing pains of it. We, you know, it's the growing pains are viewed, you know, on national TV, but it's a part of the process.
Well, and not only that, you're now in a stadium, and you've been in a lot of stadiums, whether it's New York or Philly, where the crowd can be loud and intense. But Seattle seems to be a place, and you guys haven't been there in quite a while, but it seems to be a place where, you know, this can sound like a rock concert. Is it earplugs in? Because it could be tough as far as the communication between pitcher and catcher, you know, with the signs and everything, with the crowd there. That's got to be, because I guess the volume has to be all the way up for you guys.
Yes, and it just depends on, and the weather's supposed to be good, so it just depends on if we're going to have the roof open or closed, which definitely makes a difference, you know, in both scenarios. And, yeah, it's just like just getting used to another, you know, big ballpark that some of our guys have not seen. And I've not seen since 2016, I believe, is the last time I was here. So it's just downloading our players on, you know, what we know from this ballpark, how it plays. You know, being able to take advantage of our athleticism and speed on balls hit down the lines and the gaps, and then also using that same speed to shut down guys, you know, when we're on the defensive side of the ball as well. So it'll be a really good, you know, series. They got some really good pitching. I got that from Nathan Lowe from the Rangers. He was like, who are you guys playing next? I said, Seattle. He said, they got good pitching.
Well, you guys got a good starter on that hill today. Keller, 5-1, 2.44 ERA, scheduled to make his 11th start in the season, and nearly one-third of the way through the season, this guy's being mentioned as a Cy Young Award contender in the National League. All I got to look to is, this is the same guy 2 years ago. People want to know why he was in the rotation, what we were doing. Boy, Derek Shelton just sticking with this guy. It takes a while to adjust to the big leagues. And man, oh man, is it paying off, Derek.
I mean, yeah, it's a dogfight every day at this level. And Mitch has done everything that he can to continuously improve. From, you know, 1 year was like, you know, to make sure that he can go deeper in the games, just, you know, packing on, you know, a few pounds of muscle, you know, adding, you know, a two-seamer, you know, into the mix, and then learning how to pitch with that. And then you add the addition of Austin Hedges, you know, who's brought him along, you know, that extra step, which is always good as well. So, you know, he's been our stopper. We've been on the skid, he's pitched, he's given us a chance and stopped and put us in a good position. So we're just looking forward to him coming out and pitching, you know, a gem against a really good Seattle Mariners baseball club today.
Well, and not only that, I couldn't help but see the T-shirt that David Bednar was wearing the other day, Gritsburg. That is unbelievable. Every time you try to come up with a Pittsburgh thing, he comes out with a nice T-shirt. I mean, it typifies the city in more ways than one. Any thought on that?
Yes, absolutely love it. It's what, you know, what we are. We're a gritty bunch. You know, I called us a couple of years ago, we were like stray dogs. We keep showing up on your front lawn, you know. And so there's been different, you know, acronyms for our city, you know, Gritsburg, Litzburg. It's been so many things, you know. And then the other T-shirt that he wears a lot that I like, that says Play Renegade. And that talks about, you know, what our city is about as well. They're playing for the Steelers, but we love it when they play it in PNC Park, because that means we're in really good shape and we have a really good closer on the mound.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, you being a coach, first base coach, in all these years, I know you've met a lot of guys, and I couldn't help but look at some of these great coaches around the league, Abel out here in L.A., Washington now in Atlanta. Is there anyone that you look up to, or when you get into town, you kind of talk to these guys and pick their brain a little? Because so many great coaches that support the Skippers these days in Major League Baseball.
You know, I absolutely do. You know, I was telling this one coach just the other day, I said, man, I have a Mount Rushmore of coaches and first base coaches, and you happen to be on it. And my Mount Rushmore goes like this. You know, it goes with Rusty Koontz, love that guy.
Yeah.
And then I go with Davey Lopes. He's just been just unbelievable. And then, you know, Super Dave McKay was one. And then I have, like, two guys that I split in two, which would be Eric Young, because, one, he took me underneath his wings when I was with Chicago, and then also Wayne Kirby, just because of how he uses humor, you know, comedy, but he also gets the best out of his players. And then all I've known is that players just love him. I have not heard one bad thing about him. So just the other day, I spoke with Dave McKay, and he spoke high praises of our ball club and, you know, where we at. But, yes, you know, I do have guys that, you know, I look up to and go, okay, let me just follow in their footsteps but do it my way and, you know, see if I could just, you know, knock off a niche of history as well.
Yeah, not only, you know, when you think of those guys, you have Eric Young, great guy, Jersey boy, and then you think of Davey Lopes coming out of Rhode Island. I'll tell you a guy I like, too, and he's been right there down there in Atlanta, and when you guys get down there, Walt Weiss would make another good manager as far as a great guy, too. Just a great guy with his leadership
yes.
for all the things. Yeah, another one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you see guys and you see them in the roles that they're in and that they're thriving, you see how people react to them, you know, you go, hey, man, like, this guy could be a really good leader, you know, of a ball club. And, you know, if you can get the team that he desires to have, the type of skill set from certain players, you know, it makes it. It's kind of like, let's say, styles make fights, you know, different athleticism makes clubs as well.
Yeah. Hey, we lost Tina Turner the other day, and, boy, I'll tell you, I can't help but think I had a chance to really talk to her and meet her years back, and what a great lady, and it just seems like, man, when you think of her, the Dionne Warwicks, all the great ones of the past. Any thought on Tina Turner? Just a legend.
You know, yeah, I didn't even know about it until my wife mentioned it. And it was just like, oh, man, wow. And you start to think of what memory, you know, do you have? And my memory is living through someone else's memory. And my wife went to go, you know, see her with my mother-in-law, you know, years ago. And back then, she might have been like 69 or so, somewhere around there. And my wife said, if this lady at this age can perform and go hard, you know, for a whole concert, then I can go hard at whatever I'm doing, you know, at this current age as well. And that's the one thing that you want. You want your life to be, you know, inspiring to others, you know, uplifting. And then you want to leave a legacy where you touch other people, whether it was because of the time you spent, the conversation that you had with people, or the wisdom that you unknowingly imparted to others. And so, I just pray for our family, you know, fans, that, you know, during this time that they'll just find, you know, something that they can hang on to while they get through this period of time of losing her.
Yeah, that's amazing. She's up there singing to God somewhere in there in heaven. Hey, as we wrap this thing up, we're going to go a game six in Miami. The Heat don't look like they're worried. The Celtics are talking about bringing it back to Beantown for a game seven.
Right.
Marcus Smart was talking about that. But I think this ends in South Florida. I just think, you know, that the Heat are, you know, playing with them here. But the Celtics ain't giving up. Who do you like in this series? I still like the Heat to win the whole thing.
You know, I do as well. You know, like I was telling you earlier, it takes a lot of energy to come back and beat a ball club, you know, four games in a row. This game coming up here will be the most intense game because you got two teams working their rear ends off to bring energy for 48 minutes or so. And that's tough to do, you know, based upon, you know, the intense ball games that have been played too. But there's other things that people would say. And there were some blowouts there, so some guys got to rest. Absolutely. But before there were blowouts, they were intense games. So I'm still taking Miami. I think this could be a really good thing or a tough thing because Denver's been sitting down, you know, for a while. But again, you know, Denver's a really good ball club. So I think Miami will take it, even if it goes back, you know, to Boston. I still have Miami. I got to stick with that, you know, ride that choice out, that prediction that I made here.
unbelievable. And, man, I can't wait till June 27th. The Pirates will unveil the City Connects against the San Diego Padres. The Orioles just released theirs. It's going to be unbelievable to see what they look like come June 27th. Man, oh, man, is that going to be exciting. It's exciting to do this each and every week with you. I can't wait to reconvene Monday in San Francisco, as you'll get to see your buddy there, Alex Berg and the Giants. That ought to be a dandy. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. And unbelievable show as always, my friend.
Man, thank you, brother. It's been great. You can, you know, find me online on Instagram and Twitter, TarrickSr, all one word. And on Facebook, it's just first and last name, TarrickBrock, man. So, yes, another smash hit to start the weekend off, man. Praying for a good one for you. And, again, looking forward to catching up on Monday in the Golden State.
Yeah, God's taking note of this. And I'll tell you one thing. I'll be sitting here watching and hearing with you guys as you try to move the Mariners out of the way. And can't wait to do it Monday. That is Tarrick Brock in Seattle. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll talk to you Monday, Memorial Day, from San Francisco. Till then, have a blessed and safe weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports.